From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Conflicting views from the presidents of the U.S. and Russia. U.S. President Barack Obama and Russian President Vladimir Putin clashed sharply today at the United Nations on how to end 4 years of fighting in Syria. Ahead of a face-to-face meeting between the two world leaders set for later on in the day, Mr. Obama told the annual U.N. General Assembly gathering that after so much bloodshed and carnage, Syria cannot return to a pre-war status quo.
Unless we work with other nations under the mantle of international norms and principles and law that offer legitimacy to our efforts, we will not succeed.
He called for a managed transition to oust Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. However, Vladimir Putin, making his first UN speech in a decade, warned that would be an enormous mistake to not cooperate with the Assad government in fighting Islamic State insurgents trying to oust the Syrian leader. He called for a broad coalition to combat Islamic State fighters, much like the anti-Hitler alliance that fought together during World War II. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said Monday that the nuclear deal agreed to between the six major powers and Tehran should signal a new era to help lead to peace and stability in the Middle East. Speaking at the annual gathering of world leaders at the United Nations General Assembly, Mr. Rouhani said the nuclear deal is not the final objective, but a development which can and should be the basis of further achievements to come. Burkina Faso's army says the elite presidential guard known as the RSP that was behind a recent coup attempt is refusing to be disarmed. The cabinet is expected to hold an emergency meeting today to discuss the situation. This is